about the discussion on the South African Broadcasting Corporate board appointment process. But before we deal with the substantial matter, I just want to read out apologies. We have Mr. P. Bongo, unable to attend due to unforeseen circumstances. Honorable Van Dijk has a scheduled appointment today. Honorable Mr. Madisha has a doctor's appointment. Those are apologies that we receive. So after we've dealt with the main agenda, I will talk to the reminder of our meeting next week. We have a document is the agenda acceptable, honorable members, and the apologies?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to everybody. We accept the apologies and the agenda of the day.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Honourable members, we have a document which, yes.
Oh, Chair, as Honourable Machoko was moving, I second that we have that accepted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. we have a document which has been prepared by the Secretariat. Just to recollect the process that we have embarked upon on this important task of us strengthening the board by appointing new members since there were resignations and so on. You will recall, honourable members, that in June 2017, the committee advertised inviting persons to be nominated to serve on the board. Same year, 2017, the committee in September recommended 12 candidates to be appointed to the SABC board, having the criteria that is in the Act in mind. Their names are listed here in this paragraph. Then, there are developments, November 2017 to July 2018, that we have to take into consideration. Ms. Baji withdrew from the process in November 2018. Ms. Rachel Kalidas resigned in December 2018. Ms. Phoebe Potgieter-Kubule resigned in February 2018. And Mr. Rambau resigned in July 2018. Then between June and August 2018, the committee advertised inviting persons to be nominated to fill three vacancies on the SABC board and received 80 nominations. In August 2018, the committee took a decision to fill four vacancies following Mr. Rambau's resignation. October to November, on 16 October, the committee shortlisted the following candidates. Their names are given below. The interviews were scheduled for 30 October 2018. But were later postponed to 6 November 2018 as a number of candidates were abroad and not available to attend interviews. Prior to 6 November 2018, two candidates withdrew from the process, namely Ms. Unathi Magwenchu and Mr. Megan Naidu, both chartered accountants. This resulted in the interviews being postponed to 20th November, as the committee needed to take a decision on the withdrawal of two candidates. On 6 November, the committee met and resolved that it will proceed to interview the 10 remaining candidates, and the interviews were scheduled for 20 November 2018 on Tuesday. 13 November, another candidate, Ms. Buyogas Makubalo, a chartered accountant, withdrew from the process, and that left the committee with 9 candidates. Of the 9 remaining candidates, only 3 are women, and this is not a reflective of the democratics of the country. Whereas the committee has always advocated for fair representation of the population demographics for the departments and its entities, then this became a challenge. The Broadcasting Act requires that members of the board, when viewed collectively, must be persons who are suited to serve on the board by virtue of their qualifications, expertise, and experience in the fields of broadcasting, policy, and technology, broadcasting regulation, media law, business practice and finance, marketing, journalism, entertainment and education, social and labor issues. Are committed to fairness, freedom of expression, the right of the public to be informed, as well as openness and accountability on the party, on the part of those holding public office, represent a broad cross-section of the population of the Republic, are committed to the objectives and principles as enunciated in the Charter of the SABC, are South African citizens, permanent residents in the Republic. So, given the challenges that the committee has said, they prepared this document requiring a decision to be taken by the committee. There has been a consultation process through the whips of each and every committee represented here. It was agreed that during those consultations it became clear that the SABC board vacancies should be re-advertised. However, the committee needs to take a collective view and a formal resolution on this matter. So the next page, you will see all the candidates that were shortlisted with their relevant skills. And then you also, the next page, you'll see the current board members and their relevant skills. That's the next two pages. So here we are, honorable members. The document is in front of you, and the issues that have led to the difficulties in holding the interviews, the decision advisory is also tabled. Honorable Van Dijk, Van Dijk, apologize, sorry.
No problem. Thanks, Chair. Look, I have no issue with re-advertising, especially if the candidates left are all male. I think we may have dodged a bullet by the people who have withdrawn, because we need people who will have strength and staying power on the board. So if they're already running away now, it's okay. But what I would like to be very clear, I would like dates set in January when we're going to shortlist an interview. Some of our diaries are already full for January, so I wouldn't like to be told at last minute you must come to Parliament now. So I would like those dates set so I can put them in my diary now. And we can't chop and change. It's everyone knows it's election season, and January will be campaigning hard. So please, can we have those dates? And those dates can't be moved. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Van Dijk.
Chair, I think also
this thing has put us in a dilemma, because all of us were on the field now. I think it, for me, I would want to propose that if, as we're sitting here, we can look into the dates and we agree, instead of leaving it to the staff there, so that we suggest the dates where all of us will commit ourselves. And also I agree, we must not have this thing of changing, because it disorganizes most of us, especially with party commitments. So if we can agree on the dates, when are the dates, when are the adverts going out, and those dates are fixed, that approach for me will be good.
I think I agree with the view which says let's re-advertise, and that obviously we'll have to move with speed, like what the honourable members have indicated. But I wanted to further submit, obviously it will be subject to an advice by our legal division, that those who have applied in the past, we consider them to have reapplied without necessarily them insisting that they reapply, if it's allowed. It's one other submission that I will make, given the fact that some of them is now are moving towards a very busy season. Some of them might not have the opportunity to see the advert, so that if there is that decision, which will be clearly stated in the advert, we consider them to have reapplied already. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable member. I hope as we finish here, the secretariat will be able to estimate the dates as to when the advert will be put out, the closing date, the time between that and the shortlisting. We could estimate the date. Honorable Kaz.
No. Thanks, Chair. I think we are in agreement or in understanding of the fact that the next date we must agree when we are interviewing, and those who already have applied, it be included that they have already are considered to be applied if legally agreed to, or if it does not pose any problems. And looking at the possible dates, I don't know how the January 15 or 22, how does it goes with the secretariat and members. Okay, thanks, Chair. January 15 or 22 January?
Yes, and I propose, because it takes a lot of time for the qualifications, verifications, right? So can we shortlist Monday, 7 January, an interview Tuesday 22nd or Monday 28th or Tuesday 29th?
Monday
7 January shortlist, interview Tuesday 29th.
Honourable members, I had asked the secretary to just give us the chronology of action lines between now and the interviews. So in this list, they've putting out an advert, and they are looking at the mid-January, when people are back from holidays.
Yes, that's
Yeah. So if the committee wants them to put them as early as the 2nd of January, because it's just to make sure that we don't advertise when people are away. And if we close it, but on the 2nd of January, everybody will be back at work. So please, if you can just, you know the things you normally do. If the committee is in agreement, we can advertise on the 2nd of January, or the 4th of January. And then the shortlisting. Yes, Honourable Ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just thinking, why we are not advertising now? Then on those dates we are ready to shortlist the candidates. Let us advertise now, Chair.
There's a proposal, Honourable Members, that irrespective of what we have said with regard to the other entity, given the agency of the matter, let's go ahead and advertise as soon as possible. There's a proposal. Yes, Honorable Member.
No, thanks. I don't know. I think maybe because we would want to finish this matter before the new parliament rises. Also, given the fact that this is not a new matter. It's urgent and it's current in its form. So we may have a waiver to agree to advertise now and continue because it's still alive in many other entities, even in the public platform, so that at least its continuation should not be allowed to rest as if we are doing it again. Maybe we must not leave any other space we consider proceeding. Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mam. Yes, Honourable.
No, I think it makes sense. Maybe let's do that. Given the agency of the Met.
Honourable Member. It seems there's consensus that let's abandon what we said about the other entity to say let's advertise when people are back from holiday. Let's advertise immediately. Yeah. Okay. That is agreed upon. Then there's a question of for how long? A month or 2 weeks? Yeah, we're coming to shortlisting. Because the proposal was that let the committee determine dates. Yeah. So
I thought you will assist us in terms of how long should the advert go. You must then assist us. Then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, according to the secretariat, they said a month. Okay, that's okay. So 2 weeks is fine. If we, this is a re-advertisement, so it can run for 2 weeks. And then, with regard to the proposal, whether those who had already applied and were shortlisted, those who have already applied, they don't have to reapply. Apparently, in the past, it has been done. There were no problems with it. We just have to manage it very carefully because among those who applied, there are those who were not shortlisted. Whether the interviewing, the screening committee will just look at all of them at that time. that would have to be managed. We are moving towards the time of screening. We need to look at how much time will it take.
Chair, just before that, Chair, I wanted to propose instead of 2 weeks, the advert, it must be 3 weeks. Because, you know, in the festive period, so that we give enough chance people to apply. Already people now have begun to have other programs for their families and everything. But let's just, for fairness, to give it 3 weeks.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's still in line with the proposal.
Yeah,
instead of 2 weeks, it's 3 weeks. But I was hoping that they could run down they can capture all the things that are supposed to be done to give us a date of interview. But the proposal from the Secretariat is that they will go back, they will do it by next week. They'll be able to clearly say these are dates for advertising. It will close shortlisting interviews. So we'll get that next week. Is that what you're saying? On Tuesday next week when we meet. Yeah, I've actually forgotten this. The thinking from the Secretariat, the Management Committee, was that whatever dates we choose for the SABC, we should use the same dates for MTTA. Because it's important to strengthen these entities. You can't hold them accountable if there are gaps in terms of the requirements from the policy and legislation framework. So the question was, do we then bring forward the adverts for this other entity as well? I don't think there'll be a problem from the members, because what they want is to make sure that we strengthen them and we are then able to hold them accountable without excuses that this has not been done by Parliament and so on. So the dates, including the dates for shortlisting and interviewing, we will get next week, Tuesday, when we meet. So the Secretariat will capture then the resolution of the committee, including the way forward. Yeah. Okay, honourable members, thank you very much. If there are no further views on this matter, with regard to the meeting of Tuesday, the 27th, we were scheduled to meet with the SIU, and from the Secretariat point, they are ready and they are cooperating very well. And also, that's an important function on our part, to make sure that when there are forensic reports, investigations are taken up, and also people who have erred are prosecuted or found accountable in any form. So the management was proposing that since we have issues with SABC also, where the committee raised quite a number of questions, which they have to prepare another document in line with those questions, and some of you who might have watched the news on that day, the SABC, apparently here, we had only the SABC. It was like their board meeting. They were talking to themselves, and the voices of honorable members were left out completely. So it was really an embarrassing thing. If I was a member of the SABC, I would have been embarrassed, because it was like their usual board meeting, talking to themselves. So, I, you know, the Secretariat has not received a revised document from them. But next week, Tuesday, I think it's important to insist that they respond, given the seriousness of the matter that they are dealing with of retrenchment and the stance taken by the committee that it can't be a short, you know, term solution. We're in a financial crisis, then let's get rid of the people. So we thought that could be, they could be brought back with a new document on their part, and also a meeting with ICASA, so that we have meetings with all entities, including the unions. Yes, just to make sure that we, you know, we have a common understanding of what is going on at SABC, and also that we align our strategy. Because from what we had here, you could see the desire of the board is to move as quickly as possible, irrespective of what committee members will say, also holding strong views about the approach. So those are meetings that we hope to have. They are still seeking approval, which we don't foresee any problems, that we will hold a meeting in Gauteng and all will meet with all those entities, one after another, while we are there. Thank you. It's up to honorable members. If there are issues that we need to take a view on as a collective, it's time for honorable members to, you know, to reflect on them. That will help management as they prepare agendas. But more or less, they know the issues, especially around SABC and the unions. I suppose including ICASA and the SIU. It would be more to get a report from them. I don't know whether members are familiar with issues that they are investigating.
I think we know what we have raised with them. We know what we, in several meetings in any case, we know what is outstanding, even from the last meeting, our request. It's just that the Secretariat must just make a follow-up, because there were requests for written answers on issues which they could not reply to members. So that by the time we go up and meet with them, we have those replies.
No, Chair, I think we agree with what you are raising, that we'll be meeting them up in Gauteng. We are ready. Thanks.
Honorable members, thank you very much for coming through at short notice. The meeting is adjourned. And I think what you have gone through with regard to fast-tracking the strengthening of the board is very, very important for us and the MDDA as well. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon.